Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Ashok Ojha with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds discussions over important security issues concerning states and union territories on the final day of Senior Police Officers Conference in Bhubaneswar. 7 left-wing extremists killed in police encounter in Mulugu district of Telangana. Nagaland celebrates its formation day today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings to the people of state. World AIDS Day being observed today with focus on raising awareness and correct approach to treatment. Cyclone Fenjul likely to weaken into a deep depression by this evening. Army and NDRF teams continue rescue operations in Puducherry. And in badminton, Indian ace shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen to be in action for the title clash in Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding discussions over important security-related issues concerning various states and union territories of the country on the final day of All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar. Discussions are being held on cybercrime, coastal security and combating Maoist insurgency. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval are also present in the conference. The conference is focusing on determining a strategic path forward in combating diverse national security-related issues, including challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, counter-terrorism strategies with the top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. The Prime Minister and other key dignitaries are also discussing various operational and infrastructure-related issues faced by the police. Deliberations on crucial issues like narcotics are expected to take place on the last day of the meet. The conference took stock of left-wing extremists yesterday. In Telangana, at least 7 left-wing extremists were killed in an encounter with police in Mulugu district this morning. The extremists include State Committee Secretary Bhadru, alias Papanna, belonging to Bijapur, and 2 State Committee members, among others. The encounter occurred shortly after they killed 2 tribals, branding them as police informers. According to police, during a search exercise this morning, an anti-national commando unit in Etur Nagaram area came across the movement of extremists, which led to an exchange of fire. Police also recovered 2 AK-47 rifles. More details are awaited. Nagaland is celebrating its 62nd statehood day today. It was on this day in 1963 that Nagaland became the 16th state of India. Our correspondent has filed this report.
A state-level celebration was held at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat Plaza in Kohima with Chief Minister Nupiurio addressing the gathering.
Fellow citizens, on this statehood day, I appeal to each and every citizen of the state to work together to bring smile and happiness into our lives.
In line with the state's vision for progress, Chief Minister Nupiurio also launched several important initiatives aimed at improving governance and education in the state. The celebration was marked by special presentations and cultural events. Coinciding with the statehood day, the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival 2024 will also kick off this evening at the Naga Heritage Village Kisama, promising a grander and more exciting experience than ever before. Akashwani News, Asunyo from Kohima.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wish the people of Nagaland on their statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu said that endowed with a rich heritage of flora and fauna, the beautiful state of Nagaland is also a land of bravery. She sent her best wishes to the people of the state for a peaceful, prosperous and progressive future. The state government in Rajasthan is set to introduce a bill in the upcoming assembly session to contain forceful religious conversions in the state. The draft of the Rajasthan Prohibition of Unlawful Conversion of Religion Bill 2024 was approved in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma last night. State Parliamentary Affairs Minister Jogaram Patel said that the bill proposes that if someone wants to convert to another religion, the person will have to give an application to the district magistrate 60 days in advance. He said that if it is found that the conversion is not forced or under any temptation, then the applicant will be allowed to go ahead with it. He said that after this bill becomes a law, no person or institution will be able to convert a person by misusing misrepresentation, fraud, force, undue influence. Former Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has ruled out any alliance of his party in the forthcoming assembly elections in Delhi. Mr. Kejriwal stated this while replying to a question about alliance in the upcoming elections during a press conference in New Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party has already released its first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls. Regarding the arrest of his party MLA Naresh Balyan, Mr. Kejriwal said that Balyan is the victim of gangster Kapil Sangwan as he was receiving ransom calls from the gangster.
MLA नरेश बालियान कपिल सांगवान का विक्टिम है वहां से उनको इस तरह की कई धमकियां आई और उन्होंने कई चिट्ठियां दिल्ली पुलिस को लिखी कि इसके ऊपर कार्रवाई की जाए मुझे लगातार धमकियां आ रही हैं उस पे कार्रवाई करने की बजाय कल दिल्ली पुलिस ने नरेश बालियान को गिरफ्तार कर लिया
दिल्ली पुलिस टुडे सेड दैट द इन्वेस्टिगेशन इज अंडरवे In connection with the audio recording of alleged conversation between arrested Aam Aadmi Party MLA Naresh Balyan and gangster Kapil Sangwan alias Nandu. Talking to media, DCP Crime Branch Sanjay Kumar Sain said that the audio of gangster and the link with Aam Aadmi Party MLA is being investigated.
विदेश से संचालित अपराध का मूल उद्देश्य बेसिकली वित्तीय लाभ ही है ऐसे में यदि अगर संगठित अपराध की कमर तोड़नी है तो इनके वित्तीय प्रबंधन के विरुद्ध कानूनी कार्यवाही को अमल में लाना सबसे जरूरी है इसी कड़ी में नरेश बालियान प्रथम दृष्टि में एक अहम किरदार दिखते हैं
Yesterday, आप MLA नरेश बालियान was arrested in connection with an extortion case. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. World AIDS Day is being observed today to raise public awareness about the syndrome. The day also provides an opportunity for people to unite in the fight against HIV and to show support for those living with HIV. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda addressed the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh. He appealed to the common people to show sensitivity towards HIV/AIDS infected persons and to protect the human rights of infected persons.
यह दिवस अपने आप को एचआईवी से प्रोटेक्ट करने के लिए भी कमिटमेंट है जो एचआईवी के साथ जी रहे हैं उनके साथ कोई स्टिग्मा न लगे उनको हम सामान्य जीवन में अपने साथी के रूप में देखें इसके लिए फिर से अपने आप को रीडेडिकेट करने का दिन है आज का थीम है टेकिंग द राइट्स पाथ यानी लोगों को उनके अधिकारों के साथ उस रास्ते पर ले जाना है जो मुख्य धारा में उनको शामिल कर सके इसको भी ध्यान में रखने का दिवस है
This year's World AIDS Day will focus on raising awareness, promoting rights-based approaches to treatment and eliminating discrimination against those affected by HIV/AIDS. The theme for 2024 is Take the Rights Path. Our correspondent reports that the National AIDS Control Organization has been observing World AIDS Day on 1st of December every year since 1992. These observances have been fostering collaboration to address the challenges and advancements aiming at the global goal of ending HIV/AIDS by 2030. Cyclonic storm Fenjal, which made landfall near Puducherry late last night, has remained stationary for the past 6 hours. Currently, the system is positioned near Puducherry, approximately 30 kilometers north of Kodalore, 40 kilometers east of Viluppuram, and 120 kilometers south-southwest of Chennai. According to the latest forecast from the Chennai Regional Meteorological Center, Fenjal is expected to move slowly westwards and weaken into a deep depression within the next 6 hours. More from our correspondent.
The storm has brought unprecedented rainfall, with Puducherry recording 48.47 cm of rainfall over the last 24 hours, the highest 24-hour cumulative rainfall in 38 years, interspersed with intense spells, continue to lash Puducherry, Kadalur, Kallakurichi and Viluppuram districts. Army personnel and National Disaster Response Force teams have rescued hundreds of residents stranded in inundated areas. The cyclone has also caused extensive damage to infrastructure, with rampant tree felling disrupting electricity and internet services. Power supply remains to be restored in many affected regions. In response to the crisis, all government and private colleges, as well as private schools, have been designated as relief shelters. Puducherry Lieutenant Governor K. Kailash Nathan inspected rain-affected areas and reviewed ongoing relief measures. Authorities are working round the clock to restore normalcy and ensure the safety of residents. Bibin Esnath, Puducherry.
The regional Met Department has said that Cyclone Fengel, after making landfall, would take another 5 to 6 hours to weaken gradually. In a social media post, the regional head of the Met Department, Dr. S. Balachandran, informed that due to the prevailing situation, rains are bound to continue between Mamallapuram, Chennai, Kanchipuram, Tiruvallur, Chengalpet, Ranipet, Viluppuram, Kudalur and Puducherry. More updates from our correspondent.
Normal life has been paralyzed in rain-hit districts. Clearing of fallen trees and floodwaters are being undertaken by the district administrations. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin and other ministers are visiting the flood-affected areas to oversee and assess the situation. Moderate rains are continuing in several places even today. Flash floods have been witnessed in Viluppuram and it might take another 1 or 2 days for the situation to clear. Power and internet services have been hit in Viluppuram district and surrounding areas. Traffic is yet to be restored in national highways near Viluppuram, close to Puducherry. Joy, Akashwani News from Chennai.
In Bihar, the capital city Patna today hosted the Patna Marathon Run with a message for addiction-free and healthy lifestyle for youths. Besides full marathon and half marathon runs, several other categories were organized for children and elderly people in a short distance formats. The Prohibition Department and SBI jointly organized the event along JP Ganga Road, which was flagged off by famous badminton player and Olympian Saina Nehwal from historic Gandhi Maidan. The international player praised the organizers for such huge participation in the event. She exhorted youths to live a healthy and fit lifestyle.
Well, I would like to thank the marathon and SBI people for inviting me here. Aaj itna acha lagta hai when I see so many people participating in the marathon. Aur itne acche cause ke liye hai ye marathon. As a sports person, main yehi bol sakti hu. Stay fit. But today, jahan itne sare log ko dekh ke mujhe ab wo bolna actually shayad banta nahi kyunki sab log fit rehna chahte hain.
In Puducherry, Indian Army troops from the Chennai Garrison Battalion successfully rescued over 100 people stranded in flood-hit areas following Cyclone Fengel. The rescue operation was initiated after the district administration's request for the Army's assistance. A humanitarian assistance and disaster relief column reached in Puducherry from Chennai today early morning. The final matches of Syed Modi International Tournament 2024 are scheduled today at Babu Banarsidas UP Badminton Academy in Lucknow. In men's doubles final match between India pair of Prithvi Krishnamurti Roy and Sai Pratik K and Chinese player Huang Di and Li Yuang is underway. In mixed doubles, Indian duo Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto lost their final match against Thailand's pair of Dev Chand Puva Nukro and Supit Sara Peu Sampran, 21-18, 14-21, 8-21. Indian shuttlers will also be in action in rest three title clashes of the tournament. In the women's singles finals of the BWF Super 300 event, Sindhu will take on China's Wu Lu Yu. And before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds discussion over important security issues concerning states and union territories on the final day of Senior Police Officers Conference in Bhubaneswar. 7 left-wing extremists killed in police encounter in Mulugu district of Telangana. Nagaland celebrates its formation day today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings to the people of state. World AIDS Day being observed today with focus on raising awareness and correct approach to treatment. Cyclone Fengel likely to weaken into a deep depression by this evening. Army and NDRF teams continue rescue operations in Puducherry. And in badminton, Indian age shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen to be in action for the title clash in Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. And with that, we end the midday news.